His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So what we have here on this first Friday, our Lord gives us in the prophecy of Daniel all these amazing things, fires, flames, all sorts of hidden meaning within this apocalyptic account. And so what our Lord is calling us to this, the last week of ordinary time, next week we begin Advent, and no longer will I wear white, but purple until Jesus comes. So what does this point out to us? This points out to us one thing: God is all-powerful, that God is king. You see how easily within here that he just casts out those who rebel against him, Satan and all his angels, out of heaven, out of glory, and into the fire which burns only for them. So what that should give us, young men and young women today, is a confidence that God is in control, that the kingdom which he has come to establish is going to last for all eternity. Your and my lives are very short. God's reign is for all eternity, and he invites us into that. And so what our Lord invites us to do today is to make some sort of act here on this first Friday today, but also every day of our lives, to recognize that he is Lord over all things. A simple act. And this is what I want you to be conscious of doing today. Very simple. How many of you are going to starve today and not eat anything at all? Good. I don't see any hands. That means you're going to eat, right? Okay. So today, before you eat, whether it's at the lunch table or whether it's at your dinner table at home or if it's at a snack, what I want you to do is do something very simple. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To recognize that God is first and foremost, above all and in all, and his reign, which he comes to establish, is going to destroy everything that is not of him, so that you can reign with him. And when you make the sign of the cross, when you prepare for anything, especially when you're preparing to eat, you're saying, Lord Jesus, I want this meal, this thing which I'm about to do, to give glory and praise to you, because I want to be with you for all eternity. Something very small, but something that lets God's kingdom reign within us. What does it say at the end of our gospel, which Deacon just read for us? It says, heaven and earth are going to pass away, but my kingdom won't. You and I want to share in that kingdom. And this kingdom is coming. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.